the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast as Carla Sones and myself, Faye Davis, continue our conversations around leadership conundrums. And this week is episode number 2 in that series. So today we're going to talk about making decisions when everything is a priority. So we all know the saying, focus on what's important, not just what's urgent. But in the face of deadlines and potential amygdala hijacks or just a stressful week or a really busy calendar, it's not always easy to distinguish what is a priority. So this second episode in our 3-part series, we're going to talk about exactly that. So Carla, let's take it away.
Okay. So we have all been there where you literally get done with a work day and you feel like you've put out fires all day. You've done a lot of work. You've been busy all day. Maybe you didn't even eat lunch. But you still, at the end of the day, don't feel like you really did anything to move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
So I fully am going to admit I'm on this journey. I do not have all of the answers. But Faye and I feel like it's worthy of a discussion about how to pull yourself out of that whirlwind and become more aware of when you're in that whirlwind, you're really, really busy. But the big, really important things that take more time and energy for you to move aren't getting touched. So today we're hoping that we can really talk about that. Like, what is the whirlwind? What are some of the strategies to help you really focus on what's most important and make better decisions about how you're spending your time so that you can reserve energy for the things that will truly move the mission and the goals forward?
Yes. So when I first entered the workforce, I was a fresh college graduate. And at my very first job, I worked at an entrepreneurial startup. That was a heavy lift in and of itself, working at a startup. It was a technology startup. So there was, web pages to make. There was things to code. There was content to write. There was a social media strategy to set up. There was scripts to write for explanatory video. There was all of these tasks to do. There was all of this work to lift. And my boss at the time, he introduced me to the Eisenhower Matrix. And I will post the picture of it, a little image of it. It's 4 quadrants. And on the x-axis, you'll have urgency. So increasing urgency, moving off to the right. And then on the y-axis, you will have importance. So moving up is higher in importance. So you have those 4 quadrants. And he explained to me, when you are using this Eisenhower matrix, you can use that for like a little bit of that productivity, right? You can plot your tasks that you have to do for the day in terms of, are you working on things that are high urgency but low importance? Because that's how a lot of things can feel. Like, this is urgent. It needs to get done right now. I need to send this email. I need to answer this person. So-and-so must have the headcount of whatever that is high urgency, but probably not like super important. So how do you move yourself out of working in that quadrant and rather moving into quadrants of higher importance and where you're going to move the needle? So that's one of the strategies that I've taken away for the last 12 years. That's how I often look at my calendar. But that for me has been kind of game changing to get out of my own whirlwind, or at least get out of that putting out fires every single day and really block off and set aside some time to work in those high importance quadrants, no matter what the urgency is behind those.
Yeah, I think that's a really great example, Faye. And for me, I haven't necessarily used that matrix, although a lot of those same questions are prompted, like as I'm going through, my day. I think in terms of how I've kind of managed is really being very intentional each day around like, what's the most important thing that I get done today? And sometimes that is something that is like I need to get back to this person right away because there's a sense of urgency here. But sometimes it is on that importance. It's a very strategic, like I need to spend time in that strategy so that the rest of the team can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is kind of that decision point every day of, if I had to pick one thing, maybe 2, that are most important that I get done today, what are those? And I feel like when you go into your day, I have a whole task list that will always be more than I can get done in a day and yes. continues to grow each day. But when you are able to narrow down the one or two things that are most important for you to get done that day, you're able to hold yourself much more accountable to those two things. And you feel like you did it
yeah.
at the end of the day, even though you did a lot more than just those two things.
Well, and like we've talked about Inbox Zero, it feels like 100 years ago now, but we've talked about that goal of Inbox Zero. And is that really a good goal to have? Is that a productive goal to have Inbox Zero? Or should it be like Inbox Zero, really, really important things standing out? You know, have I taken care of that email that's been in my inbox for 3 months, even though that is a huge strategic priority? Like, where do you draw that line?
Absolutely. And I think it changes based on, and this is where you have to develop really good intuition.
Yep.
And intuition comes with time. And I think that's sometimes really hard for people to hear and understand. But sometimes you have to be at an, even as a very seasoned professional, when you move to a new organization or a new job within an organization, what is important changes.
Mm-hmm.
And what they see in the culture behind like the sense of urgency changes.
Yeah.
So an inbox zero goal at some companies is probably the goal. Like we respond to everything within 5 minutes.
Well, if you're in a customer service yes. situation, 1,000%.
Yes. But for many companies, it may be like, that's not most important, and this is more important. And you have to develop that intuition, which just comes with time on that specific job in that role.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you move to a different role, you kind of have to reset. Now, what are the priorities and what is kind of that sense of urgency around my response time and what I'm responding to? And it just changes as you continue to develop as a professional. I will say, and I know, I think we've talked about this before, but the four disciplines of execution method, as Consultant Connect in particular, has continued to kind of grow and evolve. You know, we started out as a wee little itty bitty kind of like project company. And now it really is something that we spend the majority of our time doing. And it is a lot of work and it's complex and it's amazing. But as we've kind of grown in this journey, we've added more team members. We've had to develop the systems and kind of the routine of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read the four disciplines of execution, it really resonated with me because when you first start, and I probably have a little bit of founder syndrome, even though I wasn't the founder of Consultant Connect. I was just the first employee. But because of that, because you were in it from the beginning, the way things worked in the beginning have to change over time. And you can't make every decision, but you need the team to be moving towards the same direction. And that four disciplines of execution really resonated with me because it really talks about how to break down your goals and to make sure that your team is really focusing on what is truly most important so that everybody can lift out of the whirlwind at least once a week and say, if this is the most important, then what am I doing that's most important? And that doesn't mean that you stop responding to clients or, you know, team members, but that means reestablishing what is the most important thing that I'm working on today. And when I do respond, is it most important that I'm fast or is it most important that I'm accurate or is it most important that I'm really like friendly and engaging in my response? It helps kind of reset like what is truly most important right now.
And that's one of those things that's so when you know your goals, right? That is how you then start to make decisions. So when you know your goals, you can also retroactively kind of evaluate what you've been working on. If you look back, you know, if you set a goal and you go back 2 weeks back and you look at the work that you've done, does any of that drive towards that goal? And if not, how do you revamp that? One of those strategies that I heard about, you know, probably in high school, honestly, is that concept of eat the frog. So if there's one thing on your list that's kind of been like on your list, or it's that one task that you have to do today that it's really big and you don't want to do it, just do it. Just get it off your plate, get it out of the way so that it's done and over with, and you can stop letting that eat energy in your brain and get to the things that matter. And, you know, another thing that I like to do is figuring out your most productive time of day. So some people are most productive in the mornings, whereas I prefer to be in the whirlwind in the mornings and then have my afternoon to focus on the important stuff. So you're going to get the fastest response from me before lunch, but after lunch, it might take until the next day because I'm now going to be working on more of those strategic priorities. So like knowing yourself in those ways, but we can discuss ways to be more productive and like and set our priorities forever. So let's talk a little bit more around how these decisions can be made once the priorities and the goals are set.
Yeah. Well, and when you're really clear, like you said, Faye, on your priorities, it does truly make decisions so much easier to make. So this foundationally, if you want people on your team to start making decisions about what is a priority, you have to establish priorities.
Yes.
You have to have a clear goal that everybody understands that this does take some priority. And so when that happens, you can put decisions to the test. Like, I have a lot to do. What of this is kind of whirlwind, like day to day, like I have to respond to these emails, I have to do my expense report. We're not saying don't do the things in the whirlwind. Let's be clear on that. Like, you have to keep up with the whirlwind. Like, we all have email. We have to respond. Like, that's a professional behavior. We all probably have expense reports and administrative work that goes along with our job that we have to complete certain reports. And it's just part of the nature of our job.
But having that, your calls, you have to log your interactions, right?
Yes, absolutely. Like all of that. Like, you have to take project notes. Like, there's parts of our job that are, you know, you're in the whirlwind. You have to get it done. It doesn't mean that it's not important, but when your team is able to say this one thing for this quarter is our big rock or our wildly important goal, then it also helps people say, okay, I need to pull out of this whirlwind for a second and honor the time that I need to accomplish that. And you'll find that you can compress that work. You can stay in the whirlwind because if you stay in your email, you could be busy all day because you're this back and forth response conversation.
It's forever,
you know,
flowing.
You're working through things. It's always active for most of us. But when you allow your team to say this time is almost more important for a season and I want you to spend these 2 hours researching this, then you're saying this is most important
right.
for you this week, and you committed to it.
Yep.
And so there is that commitment of if you said you were going to research something for 2 hours this week, you're coming back to the team to report back out on whether that is done or not, which means it's above the whirlwind now.
Yeah.
And you're able to spend the time. Your whirlwind is going to be there when you leave.
Yeah. I really enjoyed seeing this decision-making process in progress. You know, the team was working on some of that legislation that just went through the Michigan House because we had set this goal of like, we need this new tool for economic development in the state. And that became our big goal. That became a wildly important goal for that time being. And you could see people saying like, yes, I can, but not right now because I actually need to refocus my efforts over here and spend time working on this so that we can ultimately live up to the mission of the organization.
And that's absolutely correct, Faye. And I'm glad that you bring that up because I think it's important to note that the wildly important goal is going to change sometimes from season to season. And sometimes something happens that interrupts a flow and you have to shift gears. What's most important is not how many times the goal changes. It's does the team know what the goal is right mm-hmm. now in this season? Like, does the team that's working on that know that it flipped? You can always go back, but does it know that it flipped for a season? And so that communication as a leader and amongst the team is so important so that the team knows, like, what is the priority right now? That helps team members make decisions. That also helps us extend grace to people who also are making decisions. When maybe we have less time with them or they're late-er to respond to an email, it's easier for us to extend grace when we know, like, well, this is a really big priority and I know they had a really packed day with that today. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an incredibly powerful tool, but it all balances around, like, does the team know what the priorities are?
Yeah.
And I know for me, I thought for a long time that the team knew the priorities because we had a scoreboard. But the scoreboard, it was partially like, it had some big rocks in there, But it also was a way of kind of accounting for, like, are we keeping up with our organizational goals, which part of those are truly the whirlwind.
The metrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so how do you continue to advance and evolve as an organization when you have really good metrics and a really clear and defined scoreboard, yet in order to really make more impact on the work, you have to have like a big rock that you're working towards. And it was that kind of opened it up for me. Like, it's more than just having a scoreboard and we're tracking and we're measuring. It's about the flow of work and the communication amongst the team from week to week on a strategic priority.
But I think that was one of those discussions too that was so interesting, because a lot of people started getting caught up in the whirlwind because we had so many things on our scoreboard that we heard about all of the metrics of every single sub-team on our team, that it became a little bit overwhelming of like, okay, well, everyone's focusing on so many things, then it becomes hard to make decisions. And like bringing that back to fewer, more defined priorities, because that's the thing about a priority. Not everything can be a priority. So decision-making when everything feels like a priority, that is more a signal that we need to reevaluate what our priorities are and what are the signals that we're sending to ourselves and to our team and within the strategies that we're working on. So Carla, I would really like to know, to wrap up this episode, when you are faced with those moments of put out a lot of fires, but kind of accomplished nothing, how do you move forward? Like, what's your strategy to pull out of that?
Yeah. So again, I mentioned this earlier on in the podcast, but my strategy has become, and it's evolving. So if other people have really great strategies, I'm always looking to try new things. But I would say right now, I think my strategy is really more of a reflection and then reorienting myself around the goal. And I'm excited to see what that now can bring to like the team as well as we kind of launch into 2022. And for Consultant Connect, that means a whole new cycle of events. And it feels so fun to like plan more amazing engagement opportunities for economic developers. But for me, it's really about like, how do I end each day with kind of a little bit of reflection of like, where did I crush it today? And where did I miss the mark on getting the things done that I needed to do? And then starting to look at like, what are the priorities for the next day? What are the things that I know I'll lay in bed at night and be wrestling with that I can either within the next 15 minutes? So I usually do this at about 5 when everybody's starting to leave. When I can take the next 15 minutes and cycle through some things that are like, I'll just feel better if I've replied to those so that my inbox isn't as full mm-hmm. later. And then I look at what are the things that I know I need a lot more time on. And sometimes I'll work on those in the evening when I can or need to. But a lot of times that's the first thing on that, like, this has to get done tomorrow, no matter what. No matter what happens, I have to stay dialed in on that. And I've just really tried to end the day that way and then start the day really with like the to-do list. But next to the to-do list, you'll see the must get done today. And what are those things? And I think that has forced me to get out of the whirlwind, because you have to get those things done. You've made the commitment to yourself and likely others to get those critical pieces done. Mm-hmm. So if you don't, it feels the same way when you go home where you're like, I didn't get anything done. And I don't like feeling that way. So if I can check that box, I'm like, I crushed it today.
Yeah.
Like, I got the thing done that I needed to do and a lot more. Versus feeling like, I got a lot done, but I still have a lot to do.
I got a lot done, but I don't really actually know what I got done. That's the Absolutely. Worst feeling. But having those three, even if it's three small-ish, but like works towards the goal, those are probably the most rewarding check marks you'll set all day.
So, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Carla. Another awesome episode. So everybody, you know, not everything can be a priority. So when you know your priorities, decision-making becomes a lot easier. And we are super excited for you to join us for another episode next time Carla and I are together. So have a great week.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.